Nice sweep. She had her going one way and took her back the other. She does it to everybody.
Rousey has full mount and already going for the arm.
Look at her changing the angle on the tug. Changing the angle.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fixing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me! The Strikeforce Women's Bantamweight Champion, undefeated, undisputed, Rowdy Ronda Rousey!
When you watch your television, you see Ronda Rousey fight, you're not saying, who's that lady? You're saying, who's that bad, bad woman? I mean, she's tough. I told you she was the baddest broad on the block. This Sarah Coffin was from British Columbia in Canada, was supposed to give her a shot. I mean, she didn't give her a shot. She's lost her second fight now, 15-2. Bottom line is she had 10 big wins by a knockout. She's a good striker, so she could fight a little bit, no question about it, okay? But when it comes to fighting Ronda Rousey, it's a different world. That's what Chris Cyborg Santos is going to find out. It's a different world, especially if you're not shooting hormones into your body. The bottom line is Ronda's on top of the world. We had her on the show yesterday, and this is a taped interview we did yesterday, of course, pre-fight. But she talks about her life. This is Ronda Rousey unfriggin' plugged. When you look at the world of mixed martial arts and the fact that, you know, that Gina Carano did some pretty good numbers on Showtime, and she did some good audiences as far as fans were concerned at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Now, you seem to be on a level above her as far as popularity is concerned. I've seen your Facebook page just blowing up with thousands of people. I mean, people around the world are telling me, what's up with Ronda? What's up with Ronda? Everybody wants to know about Ronda. How did you become such a superstar overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say I've surpassed Gina at all. I mean, she's the one making the multi-million-dollar movies and making people that aren't aware of MMA aware of it. So I think she's doing the most work on that end. But I don't know. I guess I just saw the state that women's MMA was in, and I just felt like we have to find a way where it's impossible for us to be ignored. So I did everything I can to get as much attention as possible, and strangely enough, it all worked.
Yeah, I think you are getting quite a bit of attention because, you know, as I said, everybody's talking in the world of MMA about Ronda Rousey possibly fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you have a problem fighting a woman that needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. I've been doing this a long time, even before MMA, I was doing judo, and I'm pretty sure most of those women have to shave their faces.
We're talking about a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in Beijing. Of course, she won the Pan Am Games thrice, I believe, once in Rio and twice two other times. So the bottom line is she is a judo expert. When did you get your start in judo?
My first tournament was on my 11th birthday, so I'd count it from then.
About 14 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I sent a letter to Steve Espinoza. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that letter I sent him regarding allowing you to fight on show on CBS, Fox TV, instead of a Showtime card? I said that he would bring hundreds of thousands of women back to Showtime as far as new subscribers were concerned. Did you see that letter?
No, I didn't see it personally,
okay.
But, I mean, it sounds cool.
This is the way I look at it, okay? I've been doing this a long time, and I've been following MMA since 1993 in the inception of the UFC back in the days when they were, like, tough man tournaments and things like that. But I think that if they were to put you on CBS television in the main event against, I don't know, Chris Cyborg Santos, but if they put you in the main event on CBS television, on Fox TV, that you would draw record numbers because the guys would tune in to see you because they know you can fight. Most men know you can fight. And then the women, the female side, they'll be attracted to the fact that they've got a female superstar or a potential superstar to watch on TV. So I told Steve Espinoza it's a win-win situation for him, but unfortunately he didn't return my letter.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying this for a while, that women's MMA could do great thing for MMA in general. I mean, most of the fan base is like, you know, 20 to 30-year-old guys. And if you really get women into it just as much, you are literally doubling your fan base. And I think also that people have this idea of MMA that it's something like, you know, some brutal thing that, you know, whatever. And let's bring a bunch of guys around that have just a bunch of scars and put them in a suit and say, oh, these guys are gentlemen. It's really hard to get accepted. But if you have, like, you know, women that are doing it as well, I think that as soon as you get people really accepting women being a part of the sport, you really just get the sport itself just overall accepted socially.
Having won 7 amateur titles as a boxer back in the day, I used to talk a lot of smack. And you talk smack, and you talk it well. Did you learn a little of this from Muhammad Ali or something, or what?
No, I mean, I'm a fan of, you know, both sports, and I just kind of look around at what's been working, and then I pick and choose what other people have done that I found entertaining and kind of try and fit it around to my own style. I mean, it's just like, we're not just athletes, we're entertainers, you know, and I'm just trying my best to keep people interested and make them, you know, not just want to see the fights, want to know the fighters. And as long as I can keep that up, then awesome. It's, you know, it offends some people, it entertains others, other people love it, you know. It's not, well, I don't want everyone to love me. I want everyone to disagree about me, so it becomes a hot topic of discussion.
Triple R is in the house. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, the hottest MMA fighter in the world right now, I think. She's 5-0 with 5 submissions. Her last fight went 4 minutes, I believe, in, I don't know, a little over 4 minutes with Maisha Tate. Is Maisha going to be fighting anytime soon? I understand her arm is still messed up.
No, she's actually fighting on the same card that I'm on. She's going to be, the main event on the prelims on Showtime Extreme.
Okay, that's good enough. As I said, Ronda Rousey's in the house here. Now, besides being a skank, what's your problem with Kim Kardashian?
Look, I don't mind the people that work for Playboy or people that are porn stars or do all those kinds of things. The only problem I have is that they are taking this girl who's pretty much, you know, the glorified porn star and having her sell products to children, and I really don't think that's appropriate. You know, if she's selling like lingerie or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see my 13-year-old sister walking around the house with Kim Kardashian shoes and nail polish, you know, I think that's not appropriate.
Did you see what Barbara Walters told her on TV?
No, what did she say?
Barbara Walters, obviously the queen of late night television, ABC 2020, all that kind of good stuff. She said, quote, "You have no talent. How do you make money?"
Oh, well, what does she do?
That's basically what Barbara Walters was saying.
Well, the way she makes money is, you know, she's very intelligently marketed, and she has a lot of very smart people around her handling her, you know? Like, she's a product. It's not a can of Coca-Cola doesn't have any talent, but it does something, you know. People are entertained by it, and she's sold in a way that people are interested in. You know, if you have the right kind of marketing behind a ball of lint, you can make that ball of lint a billionaire.
Ronda Rousey's in the house, folks. Of course, she fights on Showtime, and of course, we are looking to get her on Fox TV in 2013, possibly against Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Dana White was against women. He's the president of the UFC. He's been very anti-women. I called him a bit of a male chauvinist pig a couple of times, and he got slightly offended in the bottom line. But now he's realizing that, you know what, I've got Ronda Rousey in the house, and she's possibly the biggest rising star I have in the game, and I'm going to have to acknowledge women. So you're basically forcing yourself or forcing women upon Dana White, a man that didn't want to have women in the UFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he was ever against women in general.
No, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just trying to say, he didn't want, you know, women don't belong in the UFC. Women don't belong in the octagon. I mean, I've got quotes from him over the years, and he said this when Gina was hot. He didn't think that, you know, Gina was, Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, former MMA champion, but he didn't think that she was ready to do her thing in the UFC. And, of course, she drew some pretty good numbers on Showtime and as far as live attendance is concerned. But he's changed his mind on you because he said she's a rock star. She's been fantastic. She is killing it for us. I hope that we can get her real soon in the UFC. So it does look like you have a future with the UFC.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I think that, you know, women deserve a spot in every area of every sport. And I think that it should be in every profession out there. I don't see why not. You know, I really believe in equality for everybody, you know, like for women, for gays, for every race. I really think that, you know, keeping people separate like that is just stupid on every level. I mean, but I'm not going to hate anyone for disagreeing with me. I just got to give them reasons to agree with me. So I did as much as I could to give Dana reasons to agree with me. And, you know, he's a smart man. And eventually, you know, it seems like he's starting to come around. And, you know, I can't do all the work, and my work's not even done yet. And it's just really encouraging to see that kind of progress being made.
Okay, you got a beef with Michael Phelps, too. What's the beef with him?
I don't have a beef, dude. I was asked, who is your favorite Olympic teammate? And I went on and on about how awesome Kobe is. And then they said, who's your least favorite? And I said that Michael Phelps kind of annoyed me at the they had, like, all these clubs or whatever in China where, like, the Bud Club was the U.S. sponsor. So it was, like, all the U.S. Olympic team there. And Michael Phelps wanted to have his own separate VIP section away from the other his Olympic teammates. And the same thing when we were all on the Oprah show, all the Olympic medalists were on the Oprah show, and he wanted to be kept separate from all the other teammates. And I thought that, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be about bringing everybody together, and, you know, regardless of what's going on politically or what country you're from or how much money you make or how famous you are, we're all there together. And I think that someone, you know, wanting to be separate because their sport gives away more medals, they somehow think they're more important. I thought that was a little bit annoying. You know, I just think that when I think of the greatest Olympians of all time, I think of, like, Carrie Strug running through a vault and ripping her leg into little pieces trying to help her team get a gold medal. You know, Mia Hamm was an amazing athlete, but she's one person on a team of 11 and gets 188th of the medal count credit as Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that I want the guy to win medals for our country. You know, I think that's awesome what he does. But I don't think that he should be trying to separate himself into a VIP section from his Olympic teammates, because the idea of being more important than your teammates in the Olympics is against the whole idea of the Olympic Games.
Okay. Ronda Rousey is our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, the Olympics just concluded. We're speaking of Olympics. 2012 Olympics just concluded. And not one male boxer from the United States got his hand raised. That's an indictment of USA Boxing. But they had 9 weight classes for men, and they only had 3 weight classes for women. And out of those 3 weight classes, we got a bronze medalist and the gold medalist. I thought that's a little discriminatory. 9 weight classes for men, 3 for women. What do you think of that?
The women, it was their first time as, a fully inducted sport. Or maybe they were a demonstration sport this time around. Was it a demonstration or a fully inducted sport?
No, they got it on. It was actual fighting.
No, I mean, the first time, the first time the women's boxing was in?
That was the first time boxing has been put into the Olympics, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I think the first time they have a sport in, it's more of like a demonstration mode, so maybe that's why they had fewer divisions. I don't know exactly why. But, you know, if they're starting later, then they got to have some time to catch up. And it's understandable that they would have fewer divisions for the women in the beginning, but I think eventually there should be equal divisions.
Okay. Sure. Wrapping things up here with Ronda Rousey. Of course, she is a Showtime star. She is an MMA icon in only 5 submissions. What's this thing with the arm bar? Is that your favorite move?
No, it's just... It seems to usually be my first inclination. You know, my mom was a world champion in judo, and she tore her knees out when she was 17. So her big thing when she fought was armbars. She won everything but armbars almost always. And so I learned them very young. And with judo, the ways that you can finish a fight that would still go into MMA is you can armbar the person, you can choke the person, and you can get a TKO by, like, pinning the person and punching them around.
All right. I talked about how...
That's just one of the ways you can finish.
All right.
That's
I talked about how beautiful you are and how articulate you are. Now, do you see yourself following Gina Carano into Hollywood or what?
You know, I'm just kind of letting everything happen organically. I really am just a fighter right now. I feel like some movies, like making movies, is kind of a death sentence to your fighting career because say you got 6 months of filming, 6 months of promotion, and that's a whole year that you're not 100% devoted to fighting. You know, and this is a sport where someone's trying to kill you every couple of months. You need to be have 100% of your attention focused on that. So until I feel like I'm really past what I've all I've wanted to accomplish in fighting, then I will start entertaining the idea of like going in a different field. But you know, I'm kind of waiting for that stuff to come to me. I'm not really chasing after it right now. I'm
last,
a fighter.
Last question for the First Lady of MMA, Chris Cyborg Santos. She was popped for steroids. Gina Carano told me before and after their fight that she thought that Chris was taking steroids. Will you ask for some type of special testing for her, like Olympic-style random drug testing, if you do fight her in 2013?
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. And if they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Rhonda, it was a pleasure to meet you in San Jose at the card a few weeks ago. I think it was the UFC card. But the bottom line is I do think that you are the future of MMA, be it male or female. I'm talking about the future of the game. I wish you the very best of luck in your endeavors. As I said, with all those accolades and adjectives, you are the real deal, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and support.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Hey!